Adam McDougall is the Health Hacker.
Health hacking is simply hacking into the tools, tricks, and routines of the healthiest, happiest, and most successful people in the world and applying these little tricks and routines into your own life. I'm a health hacker because I've been a professional athlete for 20 years, but I've also combined my experience as an athlete with my university studies, from economics to nutrition and sports science, with the practical application that I achieved as an athlete to help people hack into their health. In each episode, I'm going to share with you the tools, tricks, and routines of the healthiest, happiest, and most successful people in the world. You can hack into your own health and live a happier and healthier life.
The Health Hacker with Adam McDougall. Listen now at podcastone.com.au or download the Podcast One app.
Get Ruin Dits for Breakfast, weekdays from 6, or subscribe to Ruin Dits for Breakfast catch-up at triplem.com.au.
Oh, what a start of the week on this Monday morning. Roo, we are the hottest in Australia today.
Yeah, 36. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. Love this stuff.
Got the shorts on and the thongs.
Absolutely.
Gee, it was nice over the weekend too. Ate dinner outside each night. Just beautiful.
Oh, it's beautiful. That time of the year. It's the barbie. Clean off the barbie if you haven't done it already.
Now, you survived the big fishing trip.
Yep, I survived it all right. I was a bit dusty for a little bit, but got through it, Dits. I think I ate something wrong on Thursday. I was crook Friday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That old chestnut.
Yeah. No, I think it must have been the chicken.
Yeah.
We had a great weekend over in one of the great parts of South Australia too, over the York Peninsula, Black Point.
And were you at Black Point?
We went there.
Isn't that nice?
We went to Port Vincent. We stopped at Ardrossan. We stopped at Price.
Right.
Had a look there. We stopped at Port Wakefield. Had a little bit of a look there.
Mm.
Caught up with Timmy Vince, our farmer. He was working very hard. Bernie was over there playing cricket.
Was he?
For Stansbury. that's a great part of the world.
Yeah, it is. Good fantastic. Spray. So I've made a little note in my head. How many blokes were there? 25.
Between that and 30.
The things that Roo and his mates didn't do on their weekend away. Didn't play quoits, I don't reckon.
No, we didn't get around to that.
Like, you didn't sit around playing chess.
No, we didn't get time for chess.
No. Didn't do the crossword.
No, we had it on the
ready
paper,
to go.
We just didn't quite get around
Sudoku,
to doing that.
Sudoku, didn't get around to that.
No.
Yeah. What else can I think of?
That novel you gave me to
the
read.
The book you took away.
I didn't need that to put me to sleep.
No, there's a whole list of things I thought you might not get around to.
It's just about looking after each other, Dits, this weekend.
Camaraderie.
That's all it's for.
Teamwork.
Nothing else.
And these are all the blokes that you sort of grew up with in Wakery.
Yeah, and a few hanger-oners, if you call them that, that have joined the crew. But, yeah, it's a good little group and keep each other happy and honest and all that sort of stuff.
Weekend release from Cadell.
Yeah, basically not far away.
Yeah. Hey, what's coming up today, Roo? We've got the old snoring. Now, you weren't here Friday. Jeez, this gone to another level.
What, do we got a new
one? Oh, we had a cat and a bloke snoring in unison on Friday.
Bloody hell. Yeah. That's fantastic. That'll be hard to beat.
I know.
So we have more snoring on today. There's a bit of a push for smoke-free on the parade in the famous street out in the east. Could be the first smoke-free strip in Adelaide,
which
would be
big.
Absolutely huge.
Mm.
This will be interesting.
Of things to come?
Yeah. Where's it all going to end?
Don't know.
It's only going one direction at the moment, isn't it?
And each year you and I go to the Novita Mighty River Run. This year we've sent the Booze Brothers. We've sent Andrew and
Jarman Magic.
Yeah, Jarman Magic. They're up there because they leave this morning from Tail and Bend. So we'll cross live to those two idiots.
I'm not sure about how the 650 cross is going to go, to be quite honest. We'll see how we go.
Yeah, plenty happening here. It's Monday morning, 36 degrees in Adelaide today on Triple M.
Ruin Dits for Breakfast, 104.7 Triple M.
What's making news around the place, Roo?
Saw on the news last night a little 8-year-old girl passed away from drag racing. She had an accident, so hit a concrete wall in a purpose-built smaller car for 8-year-olds doing drag racing. Now, I don't know what speed she was getting up to, but drag racers get up to massive speeds. Mm. I was sort of a little bit shocked that she's even allowed to do it, given that, you have to be 16 to drive on the road. But then I think, in motocross, kids ride motocross and, they're only youngsters. So, but drag racing, 8-year-old who's grew up in a family of drag racers, I'm led to believe. And, she's hit the wall and died, unfortunately.
It was one of those very strange stories. I saw it too last night on the news and I thought, how is this allowed to happen? But clearly they're doing it. It's obviously legal and it's regulated, but this little girl has died as a result of it.
Yep, over in Perth. So shocking story, and I'm sure, you know, obviously mum and dad are involved in it and approved it, but it's one of those ones that sort of get you thinking a little bit whether it should be legal.
Mm.
But not a good start for, not a good bit for drag racing there, all that family leading into Christmas.
Now, Roo, something totally different. I've often said to you, I want to talk sex at this time of the morning. It's 6:13, so I just want to send a warning out
I've
there.
I've just been away with 30 blokes.
Yeah, a bit toey, but... So I've sort of given you 15 seconds to prepare for this. If you want to turn off, or go and make a coffee quickly and then come back. Mm-hmm. So I don't want you to miss any more of the show. But there's a new app, and it's called OMGYES, and it's basically teaching women, although I think it's really veiled as it's probably teaching us blokes how to get better at this.
Right.
Women are learning. Women can go onto this app. This is Fair Income. I've read about this morning, and it's very, very serious. And women are learning. There are 12 different techniques to get them to orgasm, apparently.
Right.
Which, I must say, 12. Oh, hell.
Yeah.
Hell.
I haven't seen the other 11.
No, yeah. No, there's 11 others. and this is why
this
is,
the first.
No, I think some would suggest that we haven't found the first one. That's right. But this app is here to help, right?
What's the app? Let's get down to the nitty gritty.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know how to describe this, but basically it's helping. It's meant to help men and women learn more.
Yeah, we got
about,
that.
You're right. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, yeah. I think enough said.
Tell me the good bits.
Sorry?
Tell me the good bits.
Well, I haven't been to it. I've just read about it.
Oh, Paul Dust, you've been on it a week.
As I've said to you many, many times, Ruth, it is all about the women. You and I, we are totally here for their pleasure. We don't get much out of it.
Well, I think we both need to have a really good look at this just for content for this show.
That's why I looked at it. That's why I read about it. But anyway, if it interests you, I won't go on any more about it, but go to this app. And it's teaching...
What's it called? It's on
the right. OMGYES or something.
OMG.
Must be Oh My God.
We'll get...
Oh My God, yes. I've only just worked out what that... Oh My God, yes!
Oh,
all right.
God, we'll get back to that because a lot of people will be hanging for this.
Mm. So that's our sex segment for today.
Beautiful.
We hopefully have helped millions of people with that.
Yep, we will.
But it is online. You'll be able to check it out. Is that all that's making news around the world? Hey, just quickly, Yelena Dokic over the weekend, you see she's released a book. I saw her speak about this yesterday.
That'd be painful, wouldn't it?
Yeah. For all of us that remember, I remember one particular night at the Australian Open, the first time, I can't remember what year it was, basically the first time she played, she came back to tennis without her father, and she had her boyfriend helping her, and it's the lad that she's still with now. And this lad has really helped turn her life, Tim Bilic, I think his name, has turned her life around. But there was one night where she played her match, and she spoke to the crowd afterwards. And you know,
this when she was with her dad?
No,
or
she
not?
Just, this is the first time after leaving her dad, basically giving him the you know, Tijuana Brass.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was one of those real touching moments where the whole crowd at centre court stood up and clapped. Like,
felt for her.
And basically forgave her because she said a lot of terrible things about Australia. She didn't want to play here. She wanted to go back.
Brainwashed.
It was all,
she?
Yeah, it was. It was total brainwashing. And the crowd obviously picked up on that. And she said, I'm really, really sorry for things I've said and things I've done, but please understand the situation I was in.
Jeez.
And it was really beautiful. The crowd did understand and they were sympathetic and everyone clapped and cheered and it was really a golden moment, you know.
You just knew
what she's been through.
She was under the spell of her old man, didn't you? You could tell. She was a bit like a whipped dog there, wouldn't
but
she?
But you know, yesterday, just one thing I picked up on, for example, he would, because his English wasn't as good as her, he would make her... give public statements about the Queen, about the Prime Minister, about Australia. I mean, imagine this young girl having to get out and denounce the Queen and, you know, and things like that. I mean, under
horrible pressure.
You know, just ridiculous. Anyway, it'll be an interesting book if you want to read that for Christmas. A real interesting read, I would have thought, that she's released. That's what's making news around the place. Roo and Ditts here on Triple M.
Roo and Ditts for breakfast on 104.7 Triple M.
6:42, Roo and Ditts on this Monday morning. 36 degrees in Adelaide today. It'll be a warm one. Roo, time for our Monday phone-in on 133353.
Yeah, hello, good morning.
Yeah, g'day, this is John Farnham.
Farnsy! How are you, mate?
Oh, good, mate. You know, I just want to say, I thought I'd call up. Just great that we're getting international stars here, like Neil Diamond's coming out, mate.
Yeah.
And, But don't forget the locals, you know. Don't forget, you know, I know Barnes, he's just written a book, and you've got one of my mates that works there, you know. He's a great talent too. And, you know, just get behind the Aussies. And Glenn just wanted me to mention, boys, that, you know, he hasn't heard a Farnham song on the station since March of 2013.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know, just maybe a Farnsy Friday or something.
Farnsy Friday. I'm up for that.
Yeah, all right.
See you, boys.
All right, mate. See you, mate. There you go. I love it when Farnsy rings in. Yeah. Let's go to our next caller. Hello, good morning.
Good day, boys. It's Murray on the Murray.
Murray,
hey, Muzza.
How you going?
Hey, fishing trip went all right, Roo?
Yeah, we got a couple, mate.
What's wrong with up north? Are you gone to York Peninsula?
We go to the river one year, ocean the next. Right.
Something wrong with us up here, you see?
No.
Are you ringing for an argument?
I'm not ringing up for an argument.
Well, it sounds like it.
Anyway, well, I was talking a beer bottle at the pub.
Right, you know? Now, hang on. Why is he called beer bottle?
Oh, he's empty from the neck up.
Right, age, right, yeah.
Beer bottle makes a very good point, you know. We're playing this international rules.
Yeah.
And we've won one, and we're playing the second one in Perth. Now, Beer Bottle said, well, when's the third? Can you answer that?
No.
It's a very good question.
So it could end, could end up in a 1-1 tie, couldn't it?
So, you know, or the international rules team, they can't win.
Right. Unless they win two. Oh, the other one, yeah.
So if you were them, you'd just go home, wouldn't you?
Might as well.
That'll just enjoy it.
Anyway, I don't know whether you saw, can we just not have those Scott brothers together in the same booth? Because Beer Bottle, he'd had so much to drink, right? You know when you have a lot to drink, you see double.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's gone to the optometrist. He reckons he saw four of them.
Right. That's not good at all. All right,
anyway,
good
I'm
luck.
I'm not ringing up for an argument.
No, thanks, mate.
That was a bloody
all
good
right,
point.
Pass on our best of Beer Bottle. Hope he works it out.
Yeah,
all right.
Come up to Murray next time, Ruff.
Yeah, will we actually with you, mate.
Right. Let's go to our next caller. Hello, good morning.
It's me.
Who's me?
It's Helen from Hindley Street.
Hello, Helen. How are you?
Christopher, I was half asleep when I tuned in earlier.
Mm.
You mentioned an app.
Oh, the app. Yes. Yeah, there is. Right.
I want to get it. Yeah, what was it called?
It's called OMG Yes.
OMG Yes.
Yeah. So it's basically teaching women about their private parts and men, I guess, as well. They want men to get
if
better.
If they need it.
Yeah, that's right.
So is it for men or women, Christopher?
Well, probably for both, but they're encouraging women to use it.
OMG, yes.
Yeah.
I'll check that out. I just a reminder to everyone, 36 degrees today.
Yeah.
Please leave some water out for your pets.
Right. Okay.
Because animals, too, suffer from dehydration.
Yeah, they do.
Yes. Perhaps someone could leave some water out for you too, Christopher.
Why is that?
Because you're an animal.
Thanks.
Oh, no.
Thanks, Helen. Right, Roo, go to our next call.
Tex, hello, good morning.
Hey, boys.
Texan.
How you going?
Oh, not too bad, mate. A little bit put off by that last one. We just had Helen ring up.
Oh, how are you, Tex?
I'm all right. I'm just pretty sad about little Lena Dokic. You know, I'm interested in her book. It's good to have good parents.
Stop. But,
but
can
they,
you rank
her?
You?
Well, her name is Jelena.
No, it's, Tex, what happens in some nationalities in the world, the J is silent, and so they say Jelena.
It's spelled J-E-L-E-N-A.
Yeah.
That's Jelena.
Right.
Where in Broken Hill, that's Jelena.
Yeah, it probably would be, yeah.
And they're saying Dokic. It's Dokic.
It's like Quinoa.
So we should be saying Jelena Dokic. Is that right?
What? So we play footy in the middle of June and July, do we?
Yeah, long winter.
I was thinking I'd watch the Federation Cup a bit overnight. That Coco Vandenberg,
right?
If she wrote a book and had all that trouble that Jelena had, she could call it Coco's Pop.
She could.
Anyway.
Right. Thanks.
Anyway, this teacher is in her class, and the teacher asks what their favourite letter in the alphabet is, right?
Yeah.
And one of the students puts up his hand and he says it's the letter G.
Right.
And the teacher says, "Why is that, Angus?"
Oh God!
Anyway,
you're on fire, mate.
It's a bit slow with that. Oh, he's look, gee, thanks for calling in, Tex.
Oh God, Ditch, you're an animal. Put some water out for yourself.
Those calls this morning, where did they come from? In a moment, it's going to get worse. We're crossing to the Booze Brothers in a minute. Darren and Andrew Jarman are at Tail and Bend for the Mighty River Run. This is madness.
Triple M, the Novita Mighty River Run. Proceeds support kids and young people living with disability.
Kicks off this morning, Roo, the Mighty River Run up there from Tail and Bend.
And how good's it going to be today with 36 Whoa. Degrees on the river? There's no better place to be.
All right, we've sent two representatives up there to help launch this morning. The Jarman brothers, better known as the Booze Brothers. Let's go to them right now. How are you, boys?
Good morning, fellas.
G'day, lads. Good to be here. How are we?
What happened last night? How did the big week get off?
Well, we got off to a good start. We were home by about 12-ish.
12-ish.
You know the body rule there, Roo?
Yeah, love that one.
What's the body rule?
Ish. Something with an ish on the end of it.
As long as you don't get in trouble, you're all right.
It was a really good night, guys. So, obviously, they've got all the crews ready to go, and they've all just woken up this morning. They all look a bit ginger as I speak. They're looking at us. G'day, lads. How are we? Yep, there you go.
You get a special mention, man with a frothy.
Yeah, we've already got one on a froth too. So, yeah, really good. It's going to be a great 4 or 5 days for the Mighty River Run down here. We're at Tail and Bend. We're at the Westbrook Caravan Park. A great night last night. Russell and John Riddell did a fantastic job.
How much money did you raise last night for Novita?
How much did we raise last night for Novita, Russ? Plenty.
Plenty. That's good.
The great man said plenty. Just come back from a 20K run too, Russ.
What sort of nick's he looking, Russ?
Oh, Roo looks good.
Is he prime for the run? Prime for the week?
He's prime. They're all prime. We'll have a bit of a chat just after before 8 o'clock with young Russell Ebert. But there's a website, boys, themightyriverrun.org, to make donations. So these boys, they're putting their body on the line.
Fantastic.
Rupert and Ditz.
It's a long week.
Wonderful now, I've got a tricky question to ask, and it's tricky because last year when I was there with Roo, we asked him this question. He got it totally wrong. You know the king of the Riverland, you know Mark Ricciuto, the Brownlow medalist who grew up in the Riverland. It's his backyard.
Yep.
And when the boats went to start, he pointed the wrong way. He said, righto, everyone, you're heading off that way. And then the boats took off. Roo yelled out, they're all going the wrong way. He didn't even know the bloody direction.
Yeah. Oh, you have a night out in the booze on the river. You
so get... which way, boys, which way, when they leave Tail and Bend this morning, which way are they going?
Right. Which way are we going, Russ?
We're going right.
Turn right.
Turn right. Put your indicator on.
All right, boys. Thanks for that. We'll cross to you in about an hour's time and see what's happening.
Don't have too many egg and bacon rolls, you two.
There you go. The Novita Mighty River Run. They do a great job every year.
Yep. Time to ring for the pressure test now. Give us a buzz. 133353 for your chance to win $1,000 cash.
104.7 Triple M.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious.
Ah! Pressure point.
Ruin Dids, $1,000 pressure test.
Oh, time for the pressure test where you win $1,000 cash. Let's head to Craigmore. Good morning, Stuart.
G'day, boys. How are you?
You have a good weekend?
Yeah, not too bad.
Not too bad. What are you up to today?
All right, I'm going to go install some racking into some vans, into the, some tradesmen's vans today.
Oh, good stuff. Well That's done. Good. We're all done. You've been listening.
What did you call it?
It's like shelving, you know. You know, in like electricians' vans or whatnot, when you open up the back of a van, you see all the shelving in there?
Yeah.
So I work for a company which manufacture all that, and we install all that sort of stuff.
Well done.
Good work. Who's the company, Stuart?
Adelaide Van Shelving.
Yeah, good stuff. Well it's named.
Pretty imaginative, yeah.
Well named.
Right. Now, Stuart, I think you're going to get this one, I reckon. I can tell just by talking to you because you're smart.
Okay.
Now, we were just talking to the boys at the Mighty River Run. Now, obviously, they're in boats on
the
river.
Lots of different types of boats this week.
So, name 10 types of watercraft.
All right, jet ski, speedboat, kayak,
Tinny.
Tinny. A punt.
Yep.
Houseboat.
Yeah, good.
Let's see, what else? What else?
Fishing boat.
Fishing boat, trawler, ship. Let's see. Ah, I don't know, boy. A yacht.
Hang on.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Correct.
Oh, that was tight.
That
was tight. That really was. Yeah. Hey, mate, well done, and have a good day at work today. We're going to send you off to see the Boomers play Japan at Titanium Security Arena November 27. He was good, Stuart.
Fantastic, Stuart. Really good effort.
The following is an official announcement from the Australian government.
Over the past few years, thought crime has reached record levels. Subversion is rife. Our enemies are everywhere.
Trust no one.
Luckily, there is an answer.
Peter Dutton.
No, not Peter Dutton.
Thank God.
Introducing a new series on Podcast One that interrogates the real threats to Australia, like John Safran, Rob Sitch, and children's author Andy Griffiths.
Oh, God, I love those Treehouse books.
Who will survive? Who will fail? Introducing Extreme Vetting with The Chaser.
The Chaser.
The only show with the power of life and death over its guests.
Listen at podcast1.com.au or via the Podcast One app.
Triple M.
The world is getting harder if you're a smoker, Dits, whether it's the cost of your cigarettes or the places where you can smoke, and it could potentially be going to another level.
Yep.
In the eastern suburbs of Adelaide, where the Nord, Paynham and St. Peter's Council are looking at making a smoking ban between Osmond Terrace and Glen Osmond and Port Rush Road.
All right, need to find out more. Does it mean inside hotels in their beer gardens? Does it mean,
existing places?
What does it mean exactly? Let's go to the Mayor of Nord, Paynham and St. Peter's, Robert Breer. Robert, good morning.
Good morning, Dits and Ruin. Good morning to your listeners.
Now, where is this at the moment? Is it just before council or has it been decided? What can you tell us?
Well, there was a council meeting last Monday. So council decided in principle that we would apply to the Minister for Health and Substance Abuse to introduce the ban in the area that Roo just discussed, Port Rush Road and Osmond Terrace.
Mm-hmm.
So part of that would be a 21-day consultation process. We'd obviously advise all of the traders and property owners of businesses on the parade that that's what we're looking at doing.
Yep.
And then a report will come back to council following that consultation phase. We're also going to look at introducing a ban at Norwood Oval. So we'll obviously enter into discussions with the Norwood Football Club about that. But depending on council's decision, it could take, you know, up to 6 months for it to be introduced. That will all depend on what the minister has to say and then any regulations that will be need to introduce. So we're a fair way off any decision, any sort of formal decision, if you like, on a ban.
Say Finn McCool's or the Nord Hotel there in their beer garden, if you were to bring this in, do they get a say whether they could agree to this or not? If they don't like it and don't want to be part of it, can they choose not to be?
Well, I think it's actually on the street, Roo. I'm not sure. I don't think this applies within the premises. They would have their own sort of rules as they currently stand here.
Yep.
So it is on the street. Now, you know, the parade wouldn't be the first place to introduce a smoking ban. I understand Henley Square introduced one in September last year, Moseley Square in Glenelg in September 2014, and obviously Rundle Mall's had it for a while for the length of the mall and some of the laneways coming off it for a number of years.
So, what about now? There'll be a lot of people that work up and down the parade in shops, restaurants and medical places, all sorts of things, barbers. So, and look, I don't advocate smoking at all, but I do understand that if you've been a lifelong smoker, it's going to be very difficult that all of a sudden you rock up to work, let's say it's today, and you say, well, you can no longer go outside and have a cigarette. What are we going to do for those people to, you know, if we want to wean them off smoking or give them a bit of an amnesty, I guess, what are you going to do about that, Robert?
Well, look, that's obviously a good question, Dits, and it's, I mean, one of the proposals was actually looking at the full length of the parade, going from Port Rush Road to Fullerton Road, but we opted just to go to Osmond Terrace for now. And, you know, look, we recognise it is a bit of a balance between, you know, getting or getting the balance right, rather, between smokers and non-smokers. But we've had a ban on smoking at our outdoor dining premises for well over a year now, and the traders accept that. They actually want that. It's good for their customer base. So I think people are generally becoming acceptive of people not smoking on the parade. And whilst this does certainly take it to another level, there is going to be plenty of time to transition into that. Part of what council would have to do is prepare an enforcement plan, and also how we're going to enforce a ban should it come into effect.
So do you think it's also Keep going, Robert.
And also, obviously, an education and awareness campaign, Roo, that's going to be an important part of introducing that.
Yeah. Robert, thanks so much for joining us, and good luck with it.
Thank you.
There you go, Robert. Robert is the mayor of Norwood, Paynham, St Peters. Roo, as you know, we've done this campaign here with Big Iron Hayden with quitting. Mm. And all I'm saying is you can't just say, you know, if we told Hayden you're rolling up next Monday, you'll never smoke again. I think that's a bit unfair. And I don't like smoking, but we've got to be fair to people and say, you know, here's a bit of a period to warm into this.
And it's not illegal. So yeah, it's a big thing. I'm a bit split on. I don't know whether it's right or wrong, or where is it going to end? Surely they're just going to keep chipping away and make it harder and harder and harder and harder.
But can I also say to you, and there'll be a lot of people that won't agree with me, I know, but when you're a non-smoker, Roo, the worst thing about walking past buildings is, you know, the four or five people standing outside every building, which
means
that every...
Yeah, but where do they go, though,
Dits? I know. But then haven't I got rights too, though, where I don't want to breathe in their smoke the whole time?
Yeah.
So I feel for both sides of this argument. Yeah. I understand it's hard to give up immediately, but I shouldn't have to breathe in their smoke either.
Yeah, yeah. Yep, no, I understand your point there when you're going past it. Where's it going to stop? Where's it going to end? I don't know if this is a good thing or not, to be quite honest. All right. Whether it's going to be good for business or good for a few individuals, or how they work that out.
133353, do you work on the parade, or have you got do you live in the area? Have you got an opinion on this?
Will it be everywhere soon?
Has it worked at Henley Square and Mosley Square and these other places?
Yep.
Let us know.
Yep, 133353, give us a buzz.
Ruined Dits for breakfast on 104.7 Triple M.
Well, we're talking about banning smoking on the parade between Portrush Road and Osmond Terrace. Let's go to Nord now. G'day, Tuss.
G'day. How are you, Roo?
Good, thanks, mate. What do you think about this potential law change?
Well, look, it's a delicate subject, and policing it is another one. But personally, right, I mean, I'm a smoker. I'm a light smoker. I don't smoke heavy. So if I have to not smoke, you know, in a particular area where I'm working or something, I don't mind, you know. Like, if I go downstairs, I'll miss a smoke. I don't care. But the fact is, when you're talking about a main road like that, you're breathing in more carbon monoxide from cars than anything that will come significantly near a passive cigarette. People don't even think of that, mate. It's always point the finger. This is just bureaucracy for voting and for, oh, look at what I'm doing. But like I said, it's delicate. Henley Square, I can say to you, well, look, you know what? There's no cars passing by there, perhaps Military Road. You're on the beach. It's a bit of an enclosed area. Don't smoke. I can see that. But main road, come on, man.
Yeah,
yeah, he makes a fair point.
I wonder what the actual stats are of what you do breathe in from cars compared to cigarette smoke, something like that. Let's go to Beverly. G'day, Andrew.
How you going?
Good, Andrew.
Well, that guy's a bit wrong. It's a road. Cars are on the road. Anyway.
What do you mean?
It's a good idea to ban, well, because a footpath's a footpath.
Yeah, what if he's saying you're walking alongside the road and you can breathe in cars? Is that wrong?
Cars are on the road.
Pardon?
Cars are on the road. Yeah, cars are on the road.
Yeah, but
can't avoid that.
Yeah, but if I'm standing on the footpath, the cars are only a metre or two away and bumper to bumper on the parade, aren't they?
That's right, but they, you know, they don't choose to be there. That's where they have to be. If they choose to smoke on the footpath.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right.
Anyway.
Technically.
The ban's not going to affect that many people, is it? Because the smokers are by far the minority these days. So who's it going to affect? Not really a lot of people, if you think about it.
But why do we have to affect them is the point?
Because the minority is affecting the majority.
You do everything, just if there's a minority, just wipe them out of everything, do you? Or?
No, Roo. I mean, if they can't go half an hour without a smoke, then bad luck. It's 1 versus 100. Why should you bend the minority all the time? I'm not saying wipe them out. You know, that's not right. But in everything, the minority is going to win, isn't it? oh, we can't ban smoking because we smoke. Well, bad luck. Don't smoke there. Smoke somewhere else.
Okay. All right. All right.
Good, strong point of view. Thanks, Andrew.
Let's go to Hindmarsh Island. G'day, Deborah.
Good morning. How are you?
What do you think about this one?
I think it's a bit silly, really. The second caller saying cars are on the road, well, you know, that kind of states the obvious. But if you actually walk on a sidewalk and a smelly car goes past, you are actually inhaling because you can smell that stink.
Yes, we do agree with you, Deborah.
Silly in that regard.
Yeah.
I think it's just bureaucracy gone mad.
Yep. Well, it may well be.
Deborah, do you smoke?
No, I used to smoke, but I'm not one of those terrible reform smokers.
All right. So therefore, it doesn't. You're being quite lenient and fair. Then you're saying that it's bureaucracy, and you'd still be happy to let them smoke on the parade if they want to have a break.
Absolutely. And... They're being retentive who are so anti-smoking.
How's Hindmarsh Island this morning?
Beautiful, thank you.
I would have thought, yeah, would have thought it'd be nice down there. All right, thanks, Deborah. Let's head out to Nord. Now, this will affect Tim.
G'day, Tim.
How are you, mate?
I'm very good, Tim.
Good. Now, I live in Norwood, and I'm a non-smoker. I live on Osmond Terrace, actually. Really, I can't remember the last time that when I was walking up the parade that a smoker affected me. So, honestly, I think they're all... sort of getting a bit carried away. I go to Bravo sometimes, little Italian place on the parade on the corner there of Edward Street, and there's designated couple of tables there for smokers. Well, big deal. There's about 12 or 13 other tables where you can't smoke. So give these guys a bit of a go, I reckon.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
I reckon they're getting carried away.
Good on you, Tim.
I think it's a bit of a marketing thing. No, I do. I really do. Let's go to Mount Barker. G'day, Chris.
How are you, boy?
Good, Chris.
Good, good. I think the car thing's a valid point. One thing I was worried about...
Well, we're not allowed to have cars on the road anymore because they pollute the people on the footpaths.
No, I agree with that. That's fine. But walking down the parade, Brundle Street the other night, every pub you walk past with the kids, people smoke out the front.
Yep.
And it reeks, mate. Another thing, Adelaide Oval, you walk out the front, and all you smell is cigarette smoke. Walking across the bridge, kids, they're smoking all the way across the bridge. It reeks smoke. I hate it.
Well, they're not allowed to smoke when they get in there.
Right.
So you don't want them to smoke anywhere.
Well, they can smoke, but, man, you got to think your kids for it. You want your kids smelling that crap?
No.
Terrible.
Yeah. Good on you, Chris. Just with the cars, Ru, the good thing is that soon we'll have electric driverless cars that are in the air and, drones and all sorts of things. So
they'll emit stuff that's good for you.
Yeah.
They'll be that good. Let's go to Manopara. G'day, Darren.
There you go, mate. How are you?
Good, Darren.
I was just ringing up about the guy about the car exhaust smoke or whatever.
Yeah.
He struck a chord with a few, didn't he?
I've just done some research.
Right. On
the actual exhaust smoke is more toxic than a cigarette smoke, but the exhaust smoke will kill you quickly than what a cigarette smoke will do.
Right, that's refreshing, yeah.
So I'm just letting out that one. I'm a smoker myself, so if what they should do is have designated areas. If they're going to do that, say, just have a designated area. I'm not like, I won't worry about it. If they can't smoke down there, I won't smoke down there. Mm. It's part of life. But if they have that sort of thing, like Rundle Mall, you can't smoke down Rundle Mall anymore.
No.
But they have on the side roads, they have little areas where you can actually go and have a smoke. Yes, if you want to walk that far.
Yep.
But it doesn't really bother me. If you can't smoke down there, I won't smoke down there. I'll be happy to not give it up if that's the case.
All right, Darren. Thanks for that.
Triple M, the Novita Mighty River Run. Proceeds support kids and young people living with disability.
Oh, what a great job they've done with this over the years, Ru. They've raised a lot of money for Novita.
Huge amount of money.
Let's head up to Taylor Mend again. This is where they're leaving from this morning. We got the Booze Brothers up there, Andrew and Darren Jarman. How are you, boys?
Hey,
boys. Going well. Everyone's having some brekkie at the moment, but I've got a special guest. One of the greats, Russell Ebert's with us, boys.
Hey, Russell.
Morning, fellas. You well?
Yeah, good.
One of the greats. The greatest.
There's Barry Robber and then there's Russell.
No, come off it.
And a bit of a gap in between those two.
How are you, Russ? You well?
Yeah, sensational. Why wouldn't you be on the Mighty River Run up here at Westbrooks at Taylor Mend? So, fantastic. Looking forward to a sensational week.
Now, Russ, where are you heading to this time? You leave Taylor Mend today, and where do you go to?
Yeah, we go down to Maipalonga. And we have a break there, and then we go on to a room, a flat, which you'd be aware of. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
We've got the Navita client.
The mafia.
Day.
We kicked your jars out of there. Jars has gone from there.
So just a few kilometres to get the boys and girls on the river run.
Beautiful.
Just accustomed to the river.
Is Curls coming down to shoot a few ducks or a few rabbits or catch a cod or something?
Is yes enough? Does that incriminate him enough?
All of the above.
Feed a yabbies and whatever else is on the list.
Has he improved at counting those yabbies or not?
Yeah, he reckoned he only went to grade 6 at school, but that's not correct.
Hey, Russ, how much have you raised so far for the Novita charity?
This year so far, it's around $130,000.
Yep.
So we haven't even kicked off the week yet. So really good figures. The crews have done a sensational job raising money all year, and they put it in the bucket for the kids today.
Brilliant.
And we'll raise some more on the way.
How many kids do you help out a year, Russ, at Novita, do you think? Have you got any numbers?
Novita. Now, Roo, it'd be at least 2,000, heading towards 3,000 youngsters.
Yeah, that's good numbers.
And also their families, Roo, because they need the support. The youngsters, they can get the treatment and the help and the equipment, but it's also the families that we help. And now they're opening regional branches and offices, so really spreading the good work that Navita do.
Brilliant. Well done. Russ, I know you've always been so passionate about this, Russ. Yeah. Well done. Well done with what you do, not only on the River Run, but I know you work hard for them all year. So great stuff.
Well, Roo, when you've got three beautiful kids and now five grandkids, and they're all healthy and well, and they can run and jump and play and do that. When you meet a few of the youngsters, the special kids down at Navita, and just to be able to get out of bed is an effort for them. So if we can give them a bit of quality of life that we take for granted, well, then you've got to do it.
Yeah, brilliant. Well done. Well
good
done.
On you, Russ. Well done.
All right, boys.
Hey, thanks for your support too, fellas. We're looking forward to a great week.
Have a great one. We'll speak with you, Jazz.
Just before 9 o'clock, when the boys get out in the water. I might go for a bit of a ski. What do you reckon, Fud?
No, I don't think the conditions will suit you, Gar.
Gee, what sort of boat you got pulling you two out of
not
the water?
Not flat enough, I don't reckon.
The Murray Princess.
We got the Murray Princess.
See you, boys.
And a big life jacket.
Yeah, boys.
The Mighty River Run proceeds support kids and young people living with disability. Great stuff.
Ruined Dits for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
Ruined Dits are looking for South Australia's worst snorer.
Righto, Roo, now we're going to announce the winner of this Friday.
Yes.
We've had many, many good entries. It's a crack field, it really is. And we're going to let the poor lady have a rest on that. We're going to send them to the Stanford for a night.
Yep, have a night away down at the Stanford Grand at Glenelg. Perfect getaway for a night down there.
Yep.
Plus, you can go and have a rejuvenation package at Indota Spa, valued at $280. That goes for 2 hours. You get a body scrub, you get a little warm oil cocoon facial and massage. Absolutely brilliant, Indota, as well. So thanks to Indota at Glenelg.
The girls love that, don't they? Righto, let's have a listen to our first one. Kate.
Yes.
Not my Kate, but another Kate has sent this one in. Oh, gee. That's like a tuba in the orchestra.
It's consistent.
Very rhythmical and consistent. Yeah. Every snore is the same length.
Mm. Yeah, you might get used to that.
Same gap in between each one.
Good, solid, consistent
that
snoring.
That was consistent. All right, who do you got now?
Well, Sonia sent us one in last week. Her husband, Dave. We'll have a listen to that first.
She's watching TV in the background.
You couldn't go to sleep, could
you?
So we had that last week.
Righto.
But Dave's had a bad weekend.
He's taking it to a new level.
I think Dave's had a bender on the weekend. Mm. Have a listen to this. We could have a new winner.
Oh. Just getting a bit angrier. All right.
Hang on.
Did he just fall off the couch in the end there?
That is going to be hard to beat. That is great. Thank you very, very much,
When
Sonia.
You think about it, the poor women out there that listen to us.
Oh.
How did you, on the weekend, you were away with 25 blokes. Yeah. Were there some snoring going
on?
Well,
I slept in a double bed with my cousin, Skeet. And I had all about the train driver on the floor in the swag. So, yeah, there was a little
Your cousin, Skeet.
Yeah, Skeet, they had a great growth. And he can snore too. There was a bit of snoring going on. That's good stuff. We'll have more throughout the weekend. As we said, the winner on Friday. This will be a big title to win.
Ruined Dits for Breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
It's every bloke's dream to own a pub. So we put our thinking caps on and figured if we build it, they will come. Join us at Cooper's Ale House, Jeff's Cross, Thursday, November 30, Triple M.
Yes, indeed, on the 30th, we are off to the shops room.
Yeah, I can't wait to go to the shops for a few hours.
Yes, your chance.
Milk and bread.
Triple M listeners' chance to come down and spend the day with us. It'll start at breakfast time with us. It'll go right through the day. And then the boys in the afternoon on the rush hour, they'll do their show from down there as well.
This is going to be magnificent.
Now, things you would do at a pub. Say, we'll play darts, we'll play pool, we'll have music.
We'll have a punt.
Normal things that you do at the pub on a Thursday.
Yep.
But we've got some bands coming as well. Now, we are about to announce the first of our very, very special guest, Roo. Australian band, Thirsty Merc, are going to join us.
Thirsty Merc are going to be at the shop.
So you can come down at breakfast time and listen to Thirsty Merc. Now, we're going to announce in a couple of days' time, we're just shoring it up, but one of the real iconic Australian bands, the biggest, this mob will fill the place like you won't believe.
The shops will have a lineup.
They will. So it's a big, big band, all right? That's all we can say at the moment, but iconic Australian band that will definitely fill it. So keep listening for that. But Thirsty Merc's Take Me Back Tour hits Adelaide from the 14th till the 16th of December. For tickets, you can head to thirstymerc.com and tell me about the Cooper's Ale House, Roo.
Well, the Cooper's Ale House, they've just given us free rein on November the 30th. It's going to be absolutely chock-a-block. Beer, food, functions, live music, massive beer garden. Looking forward to getting out there.
104.7 Triple M.
Roo, watching the 7 News last night, one of the most disturbing stories I've seen as far as just a local suburban story is concerned.
Yep.
We've heard about Hoon driving a lot, but what I saw last night just left me shaking my head.
Well, I grew up in the country. I don't mind blokes doing burnouts or something like that, but if you're going to do it at a place where it's designed to do it and it's safe and there's no one there that can get hurt, and you know, if you're a rev head and you love, you know, those sort of things, well, that's fine, but not in a bloody middle of a suburban
street,
and not just doing burnouts. These blokes, they're actually going flat out and sort of going sideways, and you know, like you can actually lose control and roll it and be, you know, create huge amount of damage, not just for yourself, but neighbours, kids, animals, bloody anything.
Let's have a listen to a couple of the buffheads involved in this.
It's a sport, it's fun. Why do people drag race? Why do people play footy? Why do people play tennis, golf?
It's not dangerous. People can't stay out of the way of a burnout, well, then that's their fault, really. It's only dangerous if you don't know how to steer. If you can't drive, don't skid.
Pop tyres, not pills. It's better than having a drug habit, I guess.
So that genius that said, oh, if you can't get out of the way of a burnout, it's your fault.
Yeah, now...
Seriously.
It was in a back street of a suburb, wasn't it?
Yeah. Let's find out more. The reporter on Channel 7 last night, he was actually there witnessing this. They were doing it as he was there with the camera.
He was under the tree trying to get out of the way.
Yep, Tim Yateman. Tim, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, boys. And you mentioned disturbing, the word to describe these actions of these buffheads. Probably couldn't have put it any better myself. Obviously, we were out there yesterday and we were sent some vision by some of the terrified neighbours who are really fed up and want to see something done about this. And we were quite shocked, really, to get out there and have these boys want to put on a show and sort of use our news story as a bit of publicity.
Tim, any feedback at all from the police as yet? I know it's Sunday night, last night, when you've put the report to air, but you've filmed the cars actually doing this. I'd like to think the police, if they haven't visited them already, they would first thing this morning.
Sure. It's funny you say that, actually, as we were leaving on the way back to the station yesterday afternoon.
one of the lads has actually been pulled over on his way home. But you know, it's quite difficult for the police to hand out fines or, you know, impound cars when the drivers are caught or are caught not actually doing the burnouts. So obviously we've got the vision and we'll be more than happy to help the police out with this one.
I am right in just saying it was a normal street, wasn't it? It wasn't a, you know, it was nowhere that they should have been doing anything.
That's right, Roo. It's a very residential street. A few of the guys seem to think that because there are a number of vacant houses on Halsey Road that that makes this sort of behaviour okay. But, I mean, as you saw last night in the news, it's leaving neighbours on the verge of being terrified, fearing for their young children who are sleeping just, you know, metres away. And the plain disregard for anyone's safety or the law itself from these hooligans is probably the most concerning thing about the whole thing.
That lad that said, you know, if you... you know, can't get out of the way, you're useless, basically. Was he all there or what? Like, how can you possibly say that on main road?
And he was comparing it to playing tennis or cricket or football. I mean, what's he on about?
Yeah, you're right, boys. Listening to that this morning when you just played it, it's sort of beggars belief a bit, I think. But that, by all reports, that sort of attitude has been long instated in the minds of these teams. They just have no regard for any of the residents. We were actually speaking to one lady yesterday, an elderly neighbour, 76-year-old, who just lives a couple of houses down. She's actually gone out there and tried to film them and then called the police. And she says that after that's happened, you know, the kids have come over and sort of kicked their fence in and started graffitiing her house. So the neighbours who try and fight back really just have no chance.
Well, Tim, I'm not telling you how to do your job or what to do, but you know what? I'd love to see a follow-up story where these lads are having their cars impounded today or tomorrow or being arrested, because there's enough evidence there that something has to happen. They can't let that go. But you know that one, there was one burnout you showed yesterday where a car came screaming down the road, did a full circle like 360 and then took off again, you know, and was going at absolute high speed. That is so dangerous.
It is, yeah, it is. I think they call that manoeuvre a tip-in, allegedly, and apparently it's quite hard and quite difficult and quite visually appealing to watch. But being right there on the side of the road, you could probably see a bit of fear in my eyes. I copped a bit of slick back for that at work. But, yeah, it wasn't a pleasant experience being that close, that's for sure.
Nah. Hey, Tim, thanks so much for talking to us about it, mate. It was a great report. Well done.
No worries, boys. Have a good one.
There you go. Tim Yateman from Channel 7 News. There should be a follow-up today, Roo.
Unbelievable, actually.
Well, the police will have enough evidence, surely.
Yeah, they had number plates and people driving.
Get rid of them.
Get Ruin Dits for breakfast. Weekdays from 6 or subscribe to Ruin Dits for Breakfast Catch-Up at triplem.com.au.